They keep cheering for me, but I'm feeling so restrained.
It's just like how Wendy said. They always end up in the same two or three places. Except that this time, I'm not the pigeon anymore. I'm hiding in the shadows, witnessing my story unfold. But I cannot help myself and not burst in laughter as my other self is nodding in fear. Somehow, I know this, just don't ask me how. I know something is wrong. Suddenly, it's not my double from the real world who's crippled, but
me.
They know I'm there, hiding behind them, beneath my shroud. They stop laughing and comforting me, and start glaring at me.
With cold, bloodthirsty eyes.
In the distorted, backward speech played forward, they tell me that
rotten flesh.
No idea what that means. No idea what that means, but that's when I always wake up to my own scream in that shimmering, bright white hospital room, strapped to my own bed.